Oh my god, yes, face fuck me, please.
Mm. Yeah. Do you like eating pussy, baby?
So, you think they really liked me?
Are you kidding? They loved you. My little sister is obsessed with you.
You wrap your arms around my waist and rest your chin on my shoulder. It's a relief to hear you say that. I've been terrified of meeting your family for weeks now, but I think it went okay. Actually, it was better than okay. Your mom is so sweet. Oh, and that tres leche cake she made was to die for. Your dad and your sisters, too, were really welcoming. I guess I don't know why I was so worried to begin with. I just really like you and really want your family to like me. Really? You reach around me to grab a dish towel and flash me a crooked smile.
Totally. And my sisters hate washing up, so you scored big points there.
You take over dish duty for me. At first, I was worried I was talking too much, and then I thought I wasn't talking enough, and then...
You did great. They love you. Not as much as I do, though.
You finished drying the last couple of dishes. You look tired. I guess I am, too. After the 3-hour drive from the city and socializing all evening with your family, I'm definitely ready to hit the hay. Time for bed?
Please. It's been such a long day.
What was that? I look up at the ceiling.
Oh, walls are really thin in this house. Everyone can pretty much hear everything.
Better not talk any more shit about your sisters, then. You lead me to the staircase with an arm around my waist. I follow you down the hall to the door on the left. I think your room is right next door to your parents. A lot of trophies you got here. Oh, wow. Second prize in the middle school talent show, huh? Please tell me there's a video of that somewhere.
There is, and you'll never, ever, ever see it if I've got anything to say about it.
Fair enough. I pick up a small frame with a photo of you in grade school. Bold haircut choice for a 10-year-old.
Okay, okay. You've seen the embarrassing photos, the trophies. Are you satisfied now?
Yeah, I suppose so. I won't be happy until I see my baby photos, though. Our shoulders brush together, and I lay my head on your shoulder. You smell good. You're wearing that perfume I got you for Christmas. I lean forward and brush my lips against yours. You lay a hand on my thigh. I pull away to look at your face. I bite down on my lower lip.
We shouldn't. Someone might hear us.
You're right. We definitely shouldn't. I push your knees apart and slide down to the ground.
Someone really might hear us.
Not if we're quiet. Your tight black boxers look so sexy. I love that you wear such masculine underwear. I pull your boxers down to your ankles and help you step out of them. I push your legs further apart and look into your eyes as I lean forward and push my tongue into the warm folds of your pussy. And look at your clit, drawing circles around it with the tip of my tongue. Your hand tangles in my hair at the back of my neck and pulls me closer. I can feel you getting wetter. Your grip on my hair gets tighter. I lick through your folds a few times before sucking on your clit.
Shit. Yeah, right there.
My pussy clenches. I love making you feel good. I slide my hand beneath your shirt, all the way up to your breasts. I take one of your nipples in my hand and squeeze. Shit. I should have packed our nipple clamps.
Fuck yes, baby. Keep going.
Your hips forward and you grind your pussy into my mouth. Oh my god, yes, face fuck me, please.
Yeah. Do you like eating pussy, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it make you wet to eat me out?
You're good at keeping quiet, but I'm definitely going to have a problem with that if you fuck me, which you better. I pull my face away and come up for air. Please, fuck me.
Yeah, you want me to fuck you? I don't think you're finished down here yet.
You push my head forward and my mouth is pressed hard against your pussy again. Fuck. I love when you get bossy. There's something so hot about having to stay quiet.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.